From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Marking his first 100 days in office, South Korean President Moon Jae-in Thursday vowed to prevent war with North Korea at all costs. He said dialogue is possible if Pyongyang halts its nuclear and missile testing. Concerned over the North's rapid progress in developing a nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missile has heightened global tensions. In a tweet Wednesday, President Donald Trump said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made a wise decision to postpone a plan to launch missiles toward the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam. Vice President Mike Pence, visiting Chile, was asked about that.
We welcome the statements of the Kim regime this week with regard to Guam. But our objective is clear. It is a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. And we want the regime in Pyongyang to permanently abandon its nuclear and ballistic missile programs and ambitions, and we'll continue to bring pressure to bear till we achieve that goal.
Meanwhile, U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert called again on the North to halt its destabilizing activities.
A good point would be a good show of faith, a good show of goodwill would be to stop nuclear testing, to stop ballistic missile testing, to stop destabilizing activities in the region. That would be a good starting point.
U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged a dialing down of the rhetoric and a dialing up of diplomacy. He offered his offices for such an effort. A U.N. inquiry concluded that two U.N. investigators were likely murdered by Congolese, likely militia members, in Central Democratic Republic of Congo. It did not rule out the possibility others may have been involved. American Michael Sharp and Swede Zaida Catalan were killed March 12, their bodies found in shallow graves 2 weeks later. This is VOA News.